In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, the 12th of September. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We have said not infrequently on this program that context matters, that this number or the other isn't much good without knowing the bigger picture, what it all means for how people live in their economic day-to-day. Consider that, then, the caveat with our lead story today, some new data from the Census Bureau on poverty in this country. The official poverty rate in America has dropped a full percentage point. Last year, that meant about 40.5 million Americans, 12.7% of the population, was under the poverty line. Also, median household income went up a bit more than 3% to $59,039 a year. That was a whole mess of numbers, but they do matter. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going with the upside.
This report has some positive news for everyone, says Indever Duttagupta of the Georgetown Center on Poverty and Inequality.
While we certainly have a long way to go, we have moved virtually every indicator of well-being released in this report in the right direction.
Although there are still significant gaps between men and women, whites compared to blacks and Hispanics, all groups saw gains in median household income. Orrin Cass is with the Manhattan Institute.
And so it means that at least somewhat, the growth that we've seen since the recession in things like the stock market is also starting to show up in people's households.
Remember, we're talking median income here, not average. Some of the boost is just because the wealthiest incomes rose. But Elise Gould of the Economic Policy Institute says there is still reason for optimism.
For the vast majority of households, particularly those non-elderly, most of their income is coming from the labor market.
And according to many experts, quality of life is improving. Scott Allard is with the University of Washington.
I also think this is a reflection of expansions in safety net programs, like access to Medicaid or expansions in SNAP, that allow families to overcome barriers to employment and keep a job.
So that's the good news. But many Americans are still feeling economic frustration. My colleague Andy Euler in L.A. has that story.
There are certainly good things about these numbers. But for a lot of Americans, things don't feel better. Why? Peter Capelli at the Wharton School says part of it depends on where you live.
So if you're making $59,000 and you're living in San Francisco or the Bay Area, that just doesn't go very far. And you're really living like a person who is not at the median.
And he says while people may be taking home a little bit more, expenses are increasing. Not just housing costs or college tuition, but things like out-of-pocket contributions for health care. Yeah, the poverty rate is down nearly 1%, so we have fewer Americans deeply in need. But that's very different than being financially healthy, says Justin Wolfers at the University of Michigan.
I think the thing we often forget is just how many people are getting by on under $35,000 a year for the whole household.
He estimates that's 35 to 40% of Americans. They're not impoverished, according to the strict definition. For a single parent of two kids, the poverty line means making less than $19,300 a year.
People who are, say, raising two kids on their own and making $22,000 a year feel pretty poor.
Emily Martin is with the National Women's Law Center. She says that feeling pervades the entire nation.
I think that one thing that is consistent in each part of the country is that someone above, just above the poverty level is going to feel like it is incredibly hard to make ends meet, especially if they're taking care of children.
The rise in median income and drop in poverty do signal the economic pie is growing. But the slice of that pie for the poorest Americans is probably not. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.